It's F90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shekhlach from the Intlakemk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm solo here today, but we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on metamorphosis. And we have some awesome music coming up from Russian Circles, The Hallucination, Laura Branigan, Stone Jesus, and also some special music from Carnivar, our music coordinator up here at CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And it's a special day today, and we got some pretty awesome music coming in, and really interesting topic. So we have our guests coming up. We have Mr. Salar coming in. We have my brother Shkwait Shekhlach and also Lady Faima. And we're also going to hear from Carnivar on his music. So stay tuned. We're going to listen to a drum cover from Russian Circles. And it's a young lady, Lisa Chipkov. Kaya. I think it's, she's Russian, so I'm sorry about the pronunciation, but really good song cover. And I'm also dedicating it to Jake, my brother up in the Nicola Valley, my stepbrother. So Jake, this one's for you. And all the listeners out there, enjoy. Here goes. Ooh, boy. That was Russian Circles, and that was a cover song. The name of the song was Harper Lewis, and the performer was Lisa Chepkovskaya. And man, what an incredible performance. It really kind of speaks to the subject that we have, which is on metamorphosis. And we have our brother with us, Wegedesk. How are you doing?
Good day, Eagle Nation. I'm doing awesome. So great to be on the show with you today. Oh, hold on. That's my alarm reminding me. Eagle Nation is on.
Right on.
And yeah, everything's going great, bro. I'm super stoked about this metamorphosis
idea. Yeah, it's pretty powerful. Let's get our show started right, and let's do some deep breaths. Can you please lead us through that?
Absolutely, Chief. So the big goal of these next three deep breaths we're going to do is to really relax the body. And before we ultimately relax, we're going to fill our lungs up big as we can. And then at the top, take a little extra in and let it go. And so let's do three of those in 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Let's go two more. All the way in, and then taking a little extra at the top, and let go. And one more time. Super emphasis on the exhale. Just let everything go and relax.
Oh, yep. Man, that's awesome. Can really feel that oxygen getting into our brains for sure.
Definitely. And if you find yourself getting lightheaded at all, just keep the deep breaths going. They're very grounding. They're very calming. And I always say it doesn't matter if you just won the lottery or you're being chased by a tiger, a deep breath is going to make you perform better.
Yeah, that's right, for sure. Right on, brother. Yeah, so we have our subject on metamorphosis. And it's been very at the top of my brain, and this brought to my attention by Celia. I was telling her a story last week about the Cecropia moth, and how when they're coming out, part of the biggest process of that stage of metamorphosis and emerging, it's so important that these little creatures, these insects, they struggle so hard and mightily just to come out of their cocoon. And it's that struggle that's needed, and it's very important for the development of their wings. And if they don't struggle and push their way out, their wings will not grow. And they'll be stunted. And so it just reminded me, you know, of all of our journeys. We all go through struggles in our lives. And it's part of our growth. We need it. Mm-hmm. And when we're feeling down on ourselves about, you know, our struggles and our tribulations, we can be assured that it's helping us. It's given that exercise that we need to stretch ourselves, to stretch our brains, our minds, our souls, our spirits, and even our bodies. And it's just a special, magical thing that in this life, it's just incredible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when I hear the word metamorphosis, I hear the word meta, and we've got the metaverse going on, and kind of like what is that meta word? And to me, it's quite similar to spirit or spirituality, it's the all encompassing, the totality of something. And so normally, like, and in the example of the moth that you're talking about, and butterflies do it, and these, like, yeah, these really amazing insects where they put themselves in a cocoon and then they literally dissolve into goo,
mm-hmm.
and like transform and, like you're saying, grow. And you're right in that if they don't struggle enough, if they don't move enough, then the sack that they were originally in attaches to their wings and inhibits their growth. And I've seen it because of the time that I've spent on farms. And so, yeah, it is so important to move it, mm-hmm. right? Move it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing with our minds every time we tune in to Eagle Nation,
mm-hmm.
because these types of things that we talk about are a type of movement.
Mm-hmm.
We are metamorphosizing our communities, our minds, our goals, and our impact on the world. So, of course, you would come up with this amazing topic of metamorphosis because you yourself are going through a metamorphosis as well. And so it's so amazing for all of us to be going through our own metamorphosis at the same time, but everybody's in their own boat, mm-hmm. on their own timeline.
Yes. That's so true.
Collectively, we are metamorphosizing as well with technology. And, you know, how cool technology is that we can talk to each other from, you know, across great distances and over great distances of time. We truly, truly are blessed. And I want to thank this great spirit and the greatest God for inspiring us and protecting us and loving us. More close to home, thank you to the indigenous people of this land, the spirits, the ancestors who have looked after the natural resources with respect. There is a reason why the crown came over from Europe with such vigor, and it is because they had exploited all of their resources. And they probably would do that entire thing to North America if it weren't for natural law, which has even worked its way into Canadian and Crown law. So we are so blessed and we are so grateful to be here with this rebalancing, metamorphosizing society back into a natural balance.
Beautiful.
It's what the Star Wars stories are about.
Yes. Well, I really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing and spreading your positivity, that energy that you bring, the enthusiasm. It's so powerful, and it's we really are blessed that we're able to generate this power and push it into the airwaves, push these positive vibrations into the communities all over the world, you know, like Australia, Germany, Russia, China, Spain, Africa, everywhere. You know, there's so much need for this positive energy, and people are waiting and needing and loving it. And it's we're very grateful that we're able to share it out with everybody and continue on this journey and help us all metamorphosize together and turn into a beautiful planet and energy in this universe. And it's just a real great blessing. I thank you for joining us live.
Thank you, Chief. It's always a pleasure to metamorphosize with you.
Thank you so much.
All the best, everybody.
Yes.
Lots of love to Eagle Nation, the listeners, the guys at the studios, the guys and gals. Thank you so much. Lots of love to everybody.
Yes.
Peace.
Lots of love to you. And bye for now. All right, brothers and sisters from all over the world, that was Wegedesk, and he's one of our co-hosts here, and always a blessing to listen to him and all his positive words and enthusiasm, all the energy that he brings, just lots of appreciation. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to one of our other guests, Mr. Salar. And we're going to play a song for him from The Hallucination. It's called Alienation, featuring John Trudell, Tanya Tadak, Lydia Pimienta, and Northern Voice. And yeah, it's a good one. And big congratulations to Celia and her husband, President of Minnetonka Park Association, and Mr. and Mrs. President. So anyways, have a listen to this, Hallucination, Alienation. Enjoy, everyone.
The Halusa Nation, the human beings, the people, see the spiritual in the natural through sense and feeling. Everything is related. All the things of earth and in the sky have spirit. Everything is sacred. Confronted by the alien nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alia Nation.
Halai Nation featuring Don Trudell, Tanya Tadak, Lido Pimienta, and Northern Voice. And today we have Mr. Salar with us. How are you doing, Mr. Salar?
Very well, Chief. Thank you for asking. I hope you and the whole team are very okay too.
Oh, yes, we are. We're doing very well today. It's nice and sunny out there and beautiful, and I hope everyone out there is enjoying it. And we have a subject today, and it's called metamorphosis. And wow. We'd love to hear your words on that.
Oh, certainly. Dear Chief, if we look at the explanation and translation, it says metamorphosis is by magic or sorcery a change, a significant change, and going from one station to another station. And then I was thinking, oh my God, whenever the human being don't understand something that occurred to us, or we see that, it is very easy to put it in the magic or sorcery section and not going and searching for the reason, or at least try to understand it. That's why we have a lot of magicians that are making very good money out of it. Yes, and then I was thinking, you know, we human being, we are always explaining that as an example. We said, okay, when a caterpillar will change to a butterfly, this is a metamorphosis. But how about us, that in the mother wombs, we are completely a different being as when we are born, and After that, when we die and go to the other realm, this is another stage of metamorphosis. It is exactly when a caterpillar will changes to a butterfly, or you know, because they say a complete change of character, appearance, etc. And then in the mother womb, you know, we are living in the liquid, and when we come out, we are not able even survive 2 minutes underwater. And this is this gives you the intention. Okay, so we are going ourselves as a human being through different stages of metamorphosis, and listen to the many stories and watching the some of the known culture to us, including the First Nation culture, we know that we are somehow in contact with our ancestors, that they went through these stages before and earlier, and like the butterfly that never can go back to a caterpillar world and tell them what's happened in the next world, our ancestor, while they are watching us, they cannot also come back and tell us what is, except in the world of spirit and the spiritual connection with us, they can give us some guidance and hear our plea for help and guidance. And for all your listeners, the situation that all of us had recently with passing our dear Councillor Fari to the other realm, we know that how he is watching and helping all of us from the other realm. Each of us has a different experiences in that, and this situation and this whole way of thinking, you know, put me in a position of thought that I thought, oh my God, we, all of us as a human being, we are always in our life in this process. The best thing, we hope that we can do something worthy in this phase of our life and be ready for the next one when we go there. And how many other phases is waiting for us, I don't know. But I'm sure there are some. So this is my thoughts about this matter.
That's so, so incredible and so insightful. It just, man, I really enjoy how you brought it to our ancestors, because that's like one of the stages that we forget sometimes. You know, they're in that that stage now, and it's just beautiful the way that you introduced that and described it. It's just so, so valuable, so heartwarming, and just amazing. Thank you so much for coming on here and joining us live and teaching us and standing with us and helping us achieve our metamorphosis and prepare us. It's just a blessing and honor. I'm so glad that you were able to come and join us. Thank you so much.
I thank you very much. I'm so really happy to be with you in spirit. And please accept my love and gratitude and respect to you, your team, and all the wonderful listeners. And I wish you the best time.
Absolutely. We accept it for sure. And we thank you. And we just pass all the blessings and love back to you. And enjoy the rest of your week and weekend, and we can't wait to hear from you again soon.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Salar, one of our co-hosts here that comes in and joins in with us. And man, he had some really deep wisdom for us there today, and lots of appreciation and love for him. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day.